A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water, and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boat to shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of the Lord. I love these stories of Peter, because I can often see myself in them. Peter, who never quite gets it right. Particularly in this story, I could just picture myself there. But unlike Peter, I can see this whole internal dialogue going on behind the scenes. We see what Peter does, but if I were there, I can imagine myself, all night I've been fishing, caught nothing. What a long night that is, try and try, and oh, so tiring, catching nothing. Finally dawn comes, I gave up. We're cleaning the nets, and as we're cleaning the nets, we're just little talk, not much, because we're all tired. And I look over on shore, and there's, oh, some preacher and crowds. Ugh, crowds. Well, probably the preacher is good, but, you know, not today. I give Andrew that look like, look at that. He looks back and we both just shake our heads. Bed for us. And then he gets into the boat. My boat. Not somebody else's boat. So I guess I'll go over, how can I help? Okay, I'll push out just a little while longer. All the time I'm thinking to myself, I hope he doesn't preach long. I hope this is a short preaching. I mean, I'm sure it's good. He had some wonderful things to say, but I couldn't even stay awake. It was, all I was thinking was, can we be over with this thing? And then finally it is over. Hooray! I mean, it was good, but it's over. Great! Okay, take him back. No, he says, put out into deep water and throw the nets in. I just snap. No, we've been fishing all night and caught nothing. But then, Peter catches himself. But if you say so, Master. Maybe I could catch myself and not say what I really wanted to say. But be polite and say, best just give it a try. Why not? We've gone this far. The nets go over, and then this incredible catch. Incredible. And I could see, not thinking about anything, but pulling up these nets that are breaking and calling over my friends and just caught up in the moment of this huge catch. And then here is the crux of the story, because if this was me, I would just celebrate the big catch and be done with it. But Peter doesn't. Peter recognizes it as a miracle. A miracle. And he knows who it came from. Jesus. And he falls down at Jesus' knees and says, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Jesus is a holy man. He could have nothing to do with someone like me. I probably would have just been too tired, too frustrated. I would have let that inner dialogue going and probably said something like, "Oh, look, and now my nets are ripping. Great! Thanks!" This is the crux of the spiritual life. Peter is a good example. And I wish I could be like that, but I don't think I am. In the midst of our struggles, our tiredness at life, our disappointments, in the midst of all of that, are we aware when God breaks through with a miracle? I can so often let my distractions, my tiredness, my frustrations keep me from being present to that moment when God works this new miracle. But Peter doesn't. Peter doesn't. He's tired. He's frustrated. But he is still present and responds to that moment, fleeting moment of grace. There's something I can work on today, and probably the next couple of days. Maybe all of us can stand some working on that. In the midst of life's frustrations, disappointments, busyness, are we carried away by that, or are we still present to see God's miracle when it comes our way and respond to it?